The content of this podcast should not be considered financial or investment advice. All interviews and discussions are opinions only, and the podcast has been created without taking into consideration the listener's financial objectives, financial situation, or needs. Listeners should obtain independent advice before making any financial decisions. G'day, this is Barry Fitzgerald, Garen Perro columnist for Stockhead. Welcome to another edition of the Explorers Podcast. Now, after looking a bit lost earlier in the year, the gold price is punching back thanks to inflation fears at a time of record low interest rates. So by the start of June, gold had posted a 30-day gain of US $140 an ounce, or 8%, to climb back over US $1,900 an ounce, or almost 2,500 Aussie dollars, would you believe? Now, the renewed price strength of the yellow metal means that investors are again switched onto the sector, with decent exploration results again getting a warm reception when announced. We've got a new entry in the exploration stakes today, Mount Munger Resources, a company focused on the WA goldfields, as its name suggests. It is in the process of raising $5 million from an IPO at 20 cents a share. At the issue price, Mount Munger will have a market cap on its ordinary shares of $8.5 million on listing, which means there is plenty of leverage to any exploration success by the company at its Mount Munger Gold Project or its East Laverton Gold and Rare Earths Project, for that matter. Now, the Mount Munger region is centred about 50 kilometres northeast of Kambalda and has been producing gold since the 1890s and continues to do so today, with Silver Lake's 1.2 million tonnes per annum Randalls Treatment Plant within 1 kilometre of Mount Munger Resources tenements. The monster St. Ives gold camp of South Africa's goldfields is also in the region. And it has to be said that another company on the ASX, Lefroy Resources, has created a bit of a buzz in the region recently with its high-grade Burns copper-gold porphyry discovery, a unique type of find in WA goldfields, it thinks. Burns sits 5 kilometres from Mount Munger's tenements, and it's worth a mention that Lefroy was a 20-cent stock before the discovery. It's now $1.22 for a market cap of $150. Just emphasising there, highlighting there, I guess, the leverage to exploration success in the eastern goldfields. Now, up at the East Laverton project, about 70 kilometres from the township of Laverton, sedimentary cover has inhibited exploration in the past, but previous exploration for diamonds and uranium has suggested the potential for the type of rocks hosting the big Tropicana gold mine in the Fraser Range. Now, we have Mount Munger's Managing Director, Lachlan Reynolds, with us today to give us a rundown on the new company and its projects and its plans. So with that, I'll say g'day to Lachlan. G'day, Lachlan, and thanks for your time today.
G'day, Barry. It's a pleasure to be with you. And, of course, hello to your listeners.
Great. Now, being a new company, it's nice and clean, so it should be a straightforward story we've got to tell. But I think we might start out, if we could, Lachlan, with a bit of a professional background on yourself, just so the listeners can get a feel for where you come from.
Well, happy to, Barry. I'm a geologist by background, and most of my career has been in exploration geology. I started off, like so many, with Western Mining Corporation back in the early 90s, and I cut my teeth in the eastern goldfields. In fact, both these projects that Mount Munger holds are actually in old stomping areas of mine. My very first exploration project was located out to the southeast of Laverton, on the edge of civilization out there, and I very fondly remember working out in that part of the world. And likewise, WMC was obviously very active in the Kalgoorlie region, and I lived and worked there for about 5 years. I've been in exploration geology, I've been both on the spectrum from greenfield projects right through to operating mine sites, and I've been fortunate in my career to see the process go from exploration to actual mine development, both open pit and underground. And I've had expertise across a fairly wide variety of commodities. Gold, of course, but also nickel, quite a number of copper projects, and also in the uranium sector.
Right, okay. A real depth of experience there, and you've got the WMC brand there somewhere on the body.
That's right. I regard that as being a really good training ground. You know, certainly at the working for WMC has given me a depth of understanding, I think, of the way things need to be done to make sure that they're technically correct and of course support any development project that hopefully we can discover and advance.
Right, okay. Now, let's start out with Mount Munger, which at this stage I presume is the flagship project. The company's been ahead of the IPO, quite active in consolidating the ground position in that area, which has been a problem in the past, I guess, with a systematic type of an exploration approach. Tell us what you've got at Mount Munger and what you're hoping to find.
So, yes, you're absolutely right. There has, well before I got involved, there was an organic process of accumulating a ground position there. It started with my fellow directors realising that there was some prospective ground available, which they pegged. And then through contacts they have in the industry, we've been introduced to a number of holders around that original tenement. And so that has now grown into a contiguous area comprising about 11 tenements across an area of approximately 100 square k's. And as you mentioned in your introduction, this is obviously a very prospective area. It's got that long history of gold production now being obviously exploited by Silver Lake at their operations. We are very close to their mill at Randalls. And our ground covers prospective greenstone geology associated with what's known as the Yindalguda Dome or the Mount Munger antique form. It is a prime location for finding gold. And indeed, there are a large number of historical gold occurrences that have been worked up by previous explorers. I think the big advantage we have is that we've been able to put together this consolidated package, and I'm also not going to downplay the impact that Lefroy have made. Again, as you mentioned, it's injected a bit of excitement into the Mount Munger region, but I think, you know, from a technical perspective, what it has highlighted is that there is a great deal of value to be derived from taking a close look at some of the historical prospect areas that may not have been adequately tested in the past.
Okay. I was just going to ask the strategy there. So initially, at least, you'll be focusing on some of these, I think, Duchess of York, Hickman's Finds, Kiaka Soaks, those old historical
Yes, that's absolutely right. The Duchess of York is a key one for us initially. That has a historical resource on it, which of course is non-JORC compliant, but it's of particular interest given that there is clearly a gold mineralised system there, and our intention is as quickly as we can post-listing to mobilise an RC percussion drill rig to that prospect and do some both confirmation drilling on the existing mineralisation, but obviously we would like to extend that along strike and down dip. And given that you know, nearly 30 years has passed since the original work was done on some of these prospects, we also have considerably better coverage as far as the geophysics, and I think also a better understanding of gold mineralising systems in the Yilgarn. So certainly some new ideas to test that weren't around when that area was originally being drilled. Extending that logic, there are also a number of other prospect areas throughout the tenement package where historical drilling identified interesting results, and typically in shallow drilling. And I think the job is really ahead of us to try and extend the understanding of the mineralisation in those systems.
So do you have a near-term production focus, or are you going to step back and test the full potential of some of these prospects?
Well, look, we're certainly starting off as an exploration company. I think that, I guess I can't be sure as to where success is going to come. And certainly our intention is to try and test a number of targets to make a discovery that has the potential to turn into a viable resource. Exploration is a game in which you have to have flexibility. I think that if we start to see some significant results, then we will be able to quickly turn our efforts towards expanding that and building a resource. And I think it's certainly a feature of the market at the moment that that companies are being rewarded for making those discoveries and then proving them up as being of interest as a future development. And we do have the luxury of being close to established mining infrastructure, which means that we can probably look to develop and create some value out of a resource of almost any size.
Mm, yeah, true. Okay. We've both mentioned Lefroy and the Burns discovery. Obviously, it's early days there, but are there any impacts on your geological thinking on your own tenements?
Well, clearly, yes. It's something geologically fascinating. And again, as you mentioned, it appears to be something quite unusual as far as gold mineralization in the Yilgarn goes. And in particular, I have a background in iron oxide associated systems. And so the information that Lefroy has published to date makes this that whole area particularly interesting from a technical perspective. Obviously, we would like to take some of the new ideas that are being generated by Lefroy's work and apply them to our own ground, given the proximity of the areas. Mm-hmm. More broadly, though, of course, we know that there is mineralization more like the Salt Creek deposit, which was originally discovered by Integra and then taken into production by Silver Lake. I mean, that deposit was eventually in the order of 500,000 ounces, so very substantial in its own right and supported the Randalls Mill. We obviously would love to find a more classic greenstone-hosted deposit like that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So multiple avenues opening up there on the discovery front.
Absolutely.
When we talk about a production history at Mount Munger, how recent was the last production there, other than the Silver Lake operation? Are we talking a whole bunch of historic mines along the...
Yes, of course you are. There is, of course, the Daisy Milano complex, Salt Creek itself, and then further to the east is the deposits also being mined by Silver Lake out at Maxwell's. And of course, many of those areas have gone through an evolution from open pit to underground. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to, I think it just serves to underline the overall prospectivity of the region and indeed the fact that gold occurs in a number of mineralized styles. Some of them are particularly high grade. And that would certainly be of interest to us as an explorer.
Mm, okay. And the plan is, I think you said earlier, to get in earlier, as soon as the IPO is up and away?
Yes, well, that seems to be the order of the day. This, the first question the brokers are asking is, do you have a drilling contractor? Yeah. Obviously, at the moment, activity is very intense here in Western Australia, and getting a contractor is not always easy. But we have spoken with groups and we are liaising basically just in terms of a timeline. So all things equal, we're hoping to get active very quickly after the IPO.
And it's not the biggest raising we've seen, $5 million. So you're not being greedy at all there. But it would be sufficient for what, two active field seasons, 2 years?
Or? Correct. We think that we can support at least... 2 years of quite active exploration. Mm-hmm. And yes, while it's not the largest of raises, we in consultation with our lead managers have decided that it's probably more attractive to investors to keep the capital structure very tight. Mm-hmm. And we think that obviously will be attractive and to investors coming in, and it gives us a great position to work from in terms of improving the overall market capitalization, assuming that we're able to generate some success.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Now, East Laverton, or Laverton, as we'd say in Melbourne, what have you got there? Prospectus talks of large-scale potential and similarity of the rocks, perhaps, to Tropicana. Now, to quote Pauline Hanson, please explain.
So the beauty out at East Laverton is that there's really been so little exploration over the years that there's a lot of blue sky, as they say. There is certainly a lot of opportunities for us. As I mentioned, I've worked out in that part of the world, and I'm very familiar with the fact that there's quite extensive cover, and it has proven a barrier to explorers in the past. I'm quite happy to admit that it's a much more conceptual approach to exploration out there. But we do have some areas where we have access to ground for early stage drilling. And there are a number of features out in that package of tenements that we've taken up that give us some confidence that there is both gold potential, but also there could well be other styles of mineralization out there. We know, for instance, that there was some work done that highlighted the fact that there were some rare earths that has never been followed up, and we are not that far away from Mount Weld, obviously, and the world-class rare earth deposits out in that part of the world. We know, for instance, that there are some nugget patches which remain completely unexplained. So there is clearly gold in the system out there. We know that there are some substantial structures with huge strike length that have really only received a fairly superficial test in the past. I think that we have the scope there by applying some sensible and some intelligent exploration targeting that we can come up with some really exciting targets. As I said, there are also some existing geochemical anomalies that are untested by drilling. What little work has been done does suggest that there are rocks that have some affinities to the Tropicana style. And I'm also not closing my eyes to other deposits like Gruyere and so on, which occur out in that district. So there are some large mines, not least of which are the ones around Laverton itself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our effort will be to pull together as much of the historical data as we can and look for those in early stage exploration programs.
So initially there, rather than drilling, it will be geophysical sort of work programs?
There'll be both geophysical and geochemical work, but we also have the option to implement drilling at an early stage, and so that probably will be the second cab off the rank after we've done some work at Mount Munger.
The rare earths leg is interesting. Will there be much of a focus on that initially, do you think?
Look, the rare earths is a bit of an icing on the cake scenario. It's interesting. It's unexplained. We are waiting for the tenement that covers the area of interest to be granted. So that's definitely going to be something that will dictate the timing out there. We think that it's something that's amenable to a fairly straightforward air core style of drilling program to test and evaluate the target. So while it's not something that we can hit immediately, it is certainly on our radar for advancing fairly on in our program, early on in our program.
Right, okay. And best to check the ownership of the Mount Munger and the East Laverton projects. Are they 100% to the company's account, or are they JV partners? Or
in fact, we have a mixture. There are a number of tenements where we have 100% ownership, or we have executed options to acquire 100% of the tenement, subject to other conditions. At both Mount Munger and also at East Laverton, depending on the vendor, sometimes they were prospectors, sometimes they were other ASX-listed companies, and they have a variety of different conditions. But in most cases, we have the option to earn a large majority, if not 100% ownership of the tenements.
Right. Okay. And I talked earlier about the gold price punching through $1,900. A good time to be raising money for gold exploration, Junior.
Absolutely. We're very aware of that fact, and we're very happy that that sentiment is strong at the moment. We think that it will definitely assist in terms of our capital raise.
Right. Okay. So there we go, folks. An interesting new IPO out there now, Mount Munger Resources. Great combination of, for want of a better term, traditional gold around Mount Munger, and then this interesting conceptual play in East Laverton. So with that, Lachlan, thanks for your time today. All the best with it, and we'll follow with interest.
Thank you very much, Barry. It's been a pleasure to talk.